Upgunners! This now Upgunners Pidgin Podcast in partnership with TSG Arena. TSG Arena, your Jesse plug.
My people, how are they? My name is Ajida Bayomi Paul, and I want to do a short review, a small review on the North London Derby. We go down for the new Tottenham Hotspur Stadium at the game between Tottenham Hotspur and Arsenal FC. The game, coming into that game, that particular game, now Tottenham be favourite. Everybody expect them to win. Nobody expect Arsenal to win. Talkless of say draw, say forget one goal. We all know say Arsenal not there on form. They don't the stutter. Tottenham coming into that game, they don't win some matches against the so-called big teams for England. Teams like Manchester United, then go Manchester United, that'll be the theater of dream. Old Trafford beat Manchester United 6-1, and then beat Tottenham, Man City rather, for their own home, for their domot, 2-0. They go Chelsea back here, go drag with Chelsea 0-0. So that means them now this season, then be team with their own form. Why Arsenal just they wake up today, tomorrow they go sleep. So for the first half of the game, like for the first 10-11 minutes, let me say till 12th minutes before Son can score in the 13th minute, Arsenal dominate play. They play very well, they play very sharp, they really dominate play. But one thing where they lacking be say, as the ball suddenly they cross enter, they don't get strikers where they go fish score with the head, where they potent with head. The likes of them, Olivier Giroud, them Marouane Chamakh, them Niklas Bentner. So as then they cross the ball, Tottenham defenders, the other world, them, then they very, very physical in the air, and so that they not the ball come out. Even when they try to pass through middle, Pierre-Emile Højbjerg, they dare to break their attack, their attacking force. So that one can give us now a small problem. And as soon as the Tottenham feet defend, then they make sure say they pass ball to their own player. Now that one make Son Heung-min collect a sweet pass from Harry Kane. After Harry Kane don't maneuver with Thomas Partey, run down the line a bit. In carrying head up, look, see say Arsenal goalkeeper Brileno don't come off the line. And so he bend that one enter to make him the first goal. The second goal, now the fault of the full backs, because the center backs will be Gabriel Magalhaes and Rob Holding. They're not going to do the job of the full backs. Arsenal see counter Tottenham. They enter Tottenham box, they pass the ball, but the attack again come to naught. And so Tottenham collect ball. Last the ball reach Son hand. Son exchange pass with Harry Kane. As soon as send the pass with Harry Kane, give Harry Kane a pass back, face goalkeeper from the side. No fullback. If the fullback did, they go feel neutralizer the alignment of the pass between Son and Harry Kane. The keeper did very, very, very helpless. Harry Kane hits the ball to the back. The ball bounce enter inside the net, making them 2-0 for first half. Even for second half, self, they reach one time. We see Arsenal get 91 possession. Tottenham get 9% for possession. That one shows see Arsenal really dominate the game. What thing that they lack? The attacking force, then lack player will go fit thread ball through the defense of Tottenham. Also, we go fit play one through pass with ball pass, we go pass through the middle of defenders into an Arsenal attacker. But that one, a player like Mesut Ozil of 4-5 years ago, we feel that one. The Mesut Ozil of now, he don't pass in prime. And all these Kotowe Arsenal fans, or people they hear and say, Mesut Ozil supposed to the Arsenal team. No, yes, even if he did the Arsenal team. But no, you know if you do anything to save Arsenal for this present position, then the many midfielders like David Silva, Bruno Fernandes, now those kind of elite midfielders, now Arsenal need. But since they don't say they don't go buy midfielder for this summer, for the summer transfer window, the winter transfer window they call for January, players like Dominic Soboslai like go feel come Arsenal, players like Jose Mawuade, where they go feel buy come Arsenal, just to make sure say them fit play very well for that midfield, create better attacking football for themselves. We go feel make their attackers, their strikers, feel score sweet goal like Tottenham do them yesterday. Another thing where I see, we see the club hierarchy themselves, they know they're serious. I know go feel make them go because that one they very very hard, but they're not today serious. Make Leicester get a very good plan for us now. And one other thing where they need to do, we see they need to buy strikers. We go feel score with their head. I don't know how many they just go sell Olivier Giroud to Chelsea with their rival. So if they could do all these kind of things now, you could fit jail for us now. Thank you.
Up Gunners!
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.